BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Syria's new leader, Ahmed Ashara, says he aims to bring all weapons in the country under state control, including those held by Kurdish-led forces. He was speaking at a news conference with the Turkish foreign minister in Damascus. Sebastian Usher reports from Beirut.
Ahmed Ashara has promised to unite Syria after years of division, insisting Syrians themselves must come together to work for a better future without foreign interference. But he was speaking to the foreign minister of Turkey, which has given him vital support. Ankara sees the Syrian Kurds as a terrorist group and wants to prioritise the dismantling of their armed forces. As for Lebanon, Mr. Ashara told the veteran Lebanese mover and shaker Walid Jumblatt the new Syria had no intention of negatively influencing the country, a big change from its role under the Assads.
Gazan civil defence officials say a late-night Israeli strike has killed at least five people at a shelter for displaced people. They said drones targeted a humanitarian area of Al-Mawasi in western Khan Yunis. Israel said the strike was aimed at Hamas operatives. More than 30 people were killed across Gaza on Sunday. President-elect Donald Trump has threatened to reassert US control over the Panama Canal, claiming American ships are being charged excessive fees. The United States built the canal over a century ago, but handed full control to Panama in 1999. Mr. Trump was speaking to supporters in Arizona on Sunday.
It was not given for the benefit of others by a token of cooperation, but it was given to Panama and to the people of Panama, but it has provisions. You got to treat us fairly, and they haven't treated us fairly. If the principles of this magnanimous gesture of giving are not followed, then we will demand that the Panama Canal be returned to the United States of America.
The Panamanian president said Panama's control of the canal was non-negotiable. The US Homeland Security Secretary says he's concerned by the heroism being ascribed to the suspect in the New York killing of the health insurance CEO Brian Thompson. Alejandro Mayorkas said the rhetoric about Luigi Mangione had been alarming. Here's Peter Bowes.
Brian Thompson's death has prompted some celebration in social media and expressions of animosity towards US health insurance companies, with people sharing stories of being refused cover. Alejandro Mayorkas said he was alarmed by the heroism that was being attributed to an alleged murderer of a father of two children on the streets of New York City. He said it spoke of the domestic violent extremism that was bubbling in the United States.
BBC News. The Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico says Russia is prepared to continue supplying gas to his country. This followed a surprise meeting with President Putin in Moscow. Mr. Fico, a vocal critic of EU support for Ukraine, has condemned Kyiv for refusing to renew a contract that allows the transit of Russian gas through Ukrainian territory. The deal is set to expire at the end of the year. Tens of thousands of people have again protested in Serbia's capital as anger continues over the deadly collapse of a roof at a railway station in the city of Novi Sad. The demonstrators accuse the government of corruption and inadequate oversight. Over 7 weeks, the student-led demonstrations have been joined by other groups, including farmers. Germany's interior minister has promised to leave no stone unturned in the investigation into Friday's car attack at a Christmas market in Magdeburg. Nancy Faeser said that included looking into what was already known to the authorities about the Saudi-born suspect, Talab al-Abdul Mohsen. Five people were killed and more than 200 injured. Our correspondent in Magdeburg, Anna Foster, says people have started to return to the scene.
The narrow streets of the Christmas market have reopened this evening, but the market stalls have not. People are coming out here. There is a real hush. People are speaking quietly. People are wanting to come out and get a closer look at where this happened. And of course, questions are still being asked, not just in this city, but across Germany about how this could happen. Questions about safety and security.
Rome's Trevi Fountain is reopened after 3 months of restoration work, but with a new queuing system in place to prevent previous overcrowding. More than 10,000 people used to visit the Baroque landmark every day, tossing coins into the water. Those offerings alone provided a local charity with €10,000 a week. BBC News.